This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strouser, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, check out the archives at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And a first time, we're in the studio today. Our guest is Jennifer Ash. She's the owner of the new Bear Grass Gift and Drug in Columbia Falls. You started this thing with your husband, Sam, pretty recently, actually. And we want to talk about that. How are you, first of all?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here this morning. We greatly appreciate bragging about our business and just getting the word out to Flathead Valley as, you know, any way we possibly can. So greatly appreciate you having us here this morning.
Well, before we start bragging about the business, let's brag about yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about you, how you made your way into business here in Flathead Valley.
Sam and I are going on 28 years of marriage, and We were high school sweethearts, got married at the young age of 19 and moved to Montana for college. So we started in the Flathead Valley in 1994, moved to Missoula, where he completed his doctorate program at the School of Pharmacy. And then we came back in 2000 and he landed a job with corporate pharmacy here. And for 21 years, he has, you know, served our community in Columbia Falls and has been a longstanding kind of staple at a store there. And we have two children. We have a 23-year-old son, and our daughter just turned 21, and she attends the University of Montana. So got at least one little one down at the alumni school, so very proud of her.
And that's good.
We're very involved in our community, you know, sports, church. Just being there for 21 plus years has kind of locked us in and love our area. So
you're Flathead Valleyanites now.
Yes, pretty much. Definitely been here longer than where I was raised. So yes, this has definitely been home for many years and not ready to leave it. So my husband needed, just wanted to do more for our community, which is why Beargrass Gift and Drug was started. 21 years in the healthcare field, watching the changes, and just said, you know what, there's got to be a better way to do this. And I'm ready to step out and help my community and bring something better to them.
Well, we can't wait to hear about that. And tell us about your location. Where are you located?
So we are actually located on Highway 2 East in Columbia Falls, just right past Nucleus Avenue. So just right at the entrance of going up to the main street. We actually are in the old Glacier Wallflower flower shop. So many people know that because that was there since the 80s. So
well, you can't miss that building. It's kind of iconic in Columbia Falls.
Exactly. So we don't have flowers, sadly. Some still come in to find their flowers, but so happy to be in a great location, you know, conveniently located to get in and out. And but we'd like to say we are in Columbia Falls, but we would like to say we serve the entire Flathead Valley and the state of Montana. So
great. And you opened last November, so you're relatively new.
Yes. Yep. November 15th. So very new. Like I said, not new to the community. People come in. We know a lot of people already once they come in our doors, so that's great to see. But yes, new, so yeah, still so, working, growing.
It's a combination of a gift shop and a pharmacy.
Exactly, yeah. My husband likes to say he's not allowed to pass that little line and being part of the gift shop, so that's kind of my little take. You know, we're small town Columbia Falls. We don't have a lot of gift options in our area, so we thought we need a front end. Let's. What else? What other niche in this community can Columbia Falls? So, we love to be able to say, hey, you can grab a baby gift, you can grab a birthday present. Of course, right now with the tourist season upon us, we have got more Glacier Park things in there. So, yeah, just help people out, not have to drive so far into town if they're looking for something. And we also have a large over-the-counter area, so we supply supplements, we have vitamins, we have Band-Aids, we have Tylenol, we have all, you know, all the little things, kind of back to the day of your simple corner drugstore.
Yeah, that's great. You call them everyday gifts, and the perfect gift for any occasion. Mm-hmm. So you go in there, if you're thinking of something, because, well, there they are right there. I know they might have this, so you go in there and you'd buy a gift.
Right.
That's a great idea. Well, coming up in the second half, we're going to be talking about pharmacy because this is a new twist. I haven't heard anything quite like this before. In fact, it's kind of the first of its kind in Montana, right? And we'll kind of get some details in our second half.
Exactly. Yeah, we step out and we have a different business model than your traditional pharmacy. So that's what we love to talk about, and that's where we hope we can save you lots of money and just make your pharmacy experience more, you know, better.
Yeah.
Less expensive and keep those medications affordable.
Yeah, everybody's ears just perked up when you said affordable. So we're going to get
to
it here.
That's the keyword, yes.
Yeah, you've been listening to the voice of Jennifer Ash. She's the owner of the new Beargrass Gift and Drug in Columbia Falls. That's 9 U.S. Highway 2 East, Columbia Falls. I think I have that right. 9 U.S. Highway 2, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get back with more of that in part 2. Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll be right back, right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
You're listening to News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. And with us again is Jennifer Ash. She is the owner, along with her husband, Sam, of Beargrass Gift and Drug in Columbia Falls. New to the Flathead Valley just November 15th. In fact, your gift shop opened last July. So congratulations on that. Been in business coming up on a year this fall. And let's talk about the pharmacy side. We talked about the gift shop, but I want to read something right off your website. It's kind of your mission, bringing access to affordable medications for our patients while providing exceptional service. At Beargrass, we offer clear and transparent pricing based on the actual cost of medication. For the layperson out there, what does that mean?
Well, that means we actually source from multiple wholesalers, just like every pharmacy has a wholesaler, or, you know, where they get their drugs. So we acquire the drugs same place. Whatever that price is that we acquire the drug for, that is the cost that we charge you, plus a dispensing service fee.
Yeah.
We're not inflating prices. We're not looking for an obscene profit. Oftentimes in the pharmacy world, you're being charged whatever price the insurance dictates that we have to charge. So we are removing the insurance middleman, and we're basically working in an open market healthcare field. So we put the patient first.
Yeah.
We're not working for your insurance company. So what your doctor prescribes, we can access that drug, hopefully for a better price than what your copay or your co-insurance would be.
Yeah. So basically that passes right down to your customers.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, we make the same amount no matter what the prescription is. We're not tacking on an extra fee to a prescription because maybe, hey, it's a more popular drug. It's a little harder to get. So you're going to get whatever we acquire the price of that medication of, you're going to pay that price.
Wow. So people must be loving that so far.
They do. It's amazing how your insurance often is more expensive. You know, we can save 80% for some people when they're not using their insurance. So it's always good to price it out. It's always good to not assume that your insurance is the best price out there.
This is the first of its kind here in our state.
Yes. It's not a new concept. I mean, back in the day, we weren't using insurance to pay for prescription medications, but we've definitely have gone to an insurance-based society where more than 80% of a lot of our prescriptions are billed through an insurance company. You know, it's not necessarily new, but we're trying to get back to we can do this for a more affordable price. If we remove middlemen out of the scenario, out of the equation, actually more than 80% of our prescription drugs are generic.
Yeah.
And generic drugs are affordable. We get into, you know, some expensive other medications out there that are brand names. So they have a monopoly on the market. Generic medications, there is no floor. So the prices that we see listed out there are often just inflated. They're made up. If you're insuring a very affordable product, the price is going to go up. So if you remove that middleman, take out, then we can keep it more affordable.
Yeah.
They're bound by contracts. So to make sure that these pharmacies are going to get the best reimbursement rate, prices become higher.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, say, oh, hey, we undercharged the insurance company when we knew they would pay us more money. So unfortunately, if you're uninsured or underinsured, maybe you're having to pay a higher cash price so they can make up a difference where they lost money on a previous transaction. So we try to be open. We try to be transparent. We try to say, hey, this is the cost of the medication. And honestly, many generic medications are pennies. You know, they're actually pennies on the dollars. We're making our money on a service that we provide you. We want to give you the drug properly. We want to make sure you don't have any interactions. We want to offer counseling. We want to be able to be there, you know, in a service aspect.
Right.
So we're not making our money on medications. We're making money on the service to provide you the medication in a safe and timely manner.
Just like it used to be.
Exactly.
Back in the day. A lot less people, no contracts, no
right.
memberships.
Right.
I think it's got to be, that's going to be great for the consumer. So this sounds very cool. And I'm glad that you're here teaching us about it today and what you're doing. And I want to thank you for being here and being on the show. Now come back when you can and give us more as you guys kind of settle into the new business. And want to thank you again. And maybe next time you could bring your husband. Is he kind of scared to be on the radio?
Well, you know, I like to say I own a pharmacy. I just don't have the degree and the license to actually babysit the pharmacy and be there.
I see.
So, you know, new business owners, he gets to be there. He's the one with the license, and he's the one with, you know, the smarts for the medicine. So he gets the hold down the shop because they just don't let me do that one.
Well, congratulations again on your business. This is Jennifer Ash, our guest today. Beargrass Gift and Drug, 9 U.S. Highway 2 East, Columbia Falls. And what are your hours, by the way?
We're actually open. The gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. And the pharmacy is open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. And Saturday, we close the pharmacy at 2 o'clock. So,
yeah. Don't forget about the gift shop.
Yes.
Yeah, come in and see Jennifer.
That's our retail therapy. That's even more fun.
Well, this is Focus on the Flathead again. Jennifer has been our guest. Don't forget our archives available at KJJR.com. Our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Once again, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR.